States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the prayer, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all of the town of Lewistown, all these people in attendance. Bless this council and help us make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
David Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of June 11th and June 25, we have 2 minutes because we didn't have a quorum last month.
I move to approve the minutes of June 11th and June the 25th of 2024.
I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, clerk's report. Cindy?
Update on the windows. They're all in. There was one they were waiting on for a while. They still said it'd be a couple weeks. He's going to find more help putting them in. So I talked to him yesterday. But they're all in now. There was just one that they were waiting on.
All right. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Debbie, do you have anything else for us?
Nothing tonight.
All right. Thank you. Attorney's report. Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me. Thank you,
sir. Engineer, I don't believe we have an engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anybody from the public wish to address this board tonight? All right. Hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee and citizens group reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing to hear at this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
I think Evan's got some stuff. And he does his report. I had some stuff, but he's here tonight.
Okay. Streets and alleys, Alderman Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
I have nothing.
Thank you, sir. Water.
I have nothing unless the Works Director has anything later.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
Evan's got some things, but I got three I want to mention. Ongoing. We have a radio public address system. We just are waiting to integrate it with the new electrical grid for the park for the Christmas trees. It needs to be updated. We're getting bids as we speak. And still want to bring up the dance floor picnic tables for the park too. That's still on the back burner. So we'll bring them up at the proper time. And then I have one on the old Durango that's down the list.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Tourism, Mr. Miller.
Still have Jumping Trunk going on Thursday evenings, and plus Music in the Park is like fourth or about fifth week, I think. But this coming week is Fish Fry. We canceled it last week because of the rain, and this week I probably should have canceled it because of the rain, so you might be eating fish in the rain, but I have to cook it. So we'll have Fish Fry this week. And plus, I wanted to mention the parade, the 4th of July parade that's put on every year. That's just awesome with Susie Wyrock, and that does on Fuller. Does for that. That's awesome. So, and other than that, I don't have anything else under tourism.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Moving on. TIF, Alderman John Spotlow. Citizens Committee. Is Amanda and Amanda here?
Do you have any word? Right now.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Committee. I see Kenny Hickey. What do you have to tell us, sir?
Well, we're almost to the middle of July, so we'll start having our meetings here pretty quick, so we can start planning to add a few new things this year, hopefully. That's about it right now.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate all you do. The Economic Development Committee. Ma'am?
I'm going to just pass these down. I didn't get here early enough to just one of each. So there is a mapping booklet, and then there's a notice for Lewis Town's mapping. So the basically, it's everybody in Lewis Town is invited to it, and then there's some specific invitations that will go out to some people. We're trying to get a broad range of people for this mapping. It is put on by the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce. It's how it all started. There's four dates. It's going to be at Central Middle School. It's 5:30 to 8:30, those four dates, and we'll start putting flyers up around town. For it, dinner will be provided, so that might bring a few more people out if you get fed and you're happy. And so the idea is to get some positive things moving forward for Lewis Town. The final date, September 11th, is a meeting that was added with connections and resources, specifically like Landmark Illinois. There's an arts council, so a bunch of resources for Lewis Town to be able to move some of the initiatives that they want to do with these communities forward. So that's the mapping. Oh, there's also, because we're a mapping community now, there is a 3-day Economic Development Council, Central Illinois Council, I think the name wrong, but I will be attending 3 days of workshops for that as well, again, to connect with resources from Lewis Town for grants and funding and ideas and that kind of thing. That's in August, right before this mapping, so.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. All right, Public Works Report. Evan, these guys dumped it all on you.
Oh, I got much. I do have on the buildings and grounds part, I do have some people getting some estimates on upgrading the electrical. So when we have Christmas and all that, downtown Christmas, that everything runs smoothly. Visitor center on the road there, I got a crew coming to look at it tomorrow. I'm assuming weather permit. And then on the wastewater side, we've got the new compressor and finally that we ordered months and months ago. Started the jetting program yesterday. And then the contractors that's going to redo the media and stuff in our filter room, they're starting next week. They're down today, checking everything out. The JED program, yeah, we started that. I think that's it for now. Old chip's going good.
All right.
Pays to have that done in time, and then obviously come fall, we'll get a Catholic whipped up and ready, and the new culvert's in, and ditch is all finished up, so that's ready for next year.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Evan. Appreciate all you do. Anybody have any questions for Evan? All right, move on. We do not have any unfinished business. New business. Somebody want to talk about the street closure behind the Presbyterian Church for the food pantry?
Yeah, this is a request that was brought up, and the food pantry pass out that we do every Tuesday, we usually do at the fairgrounds. Since the fairgrounds is going to be utilized in the next few weeks, and that we still need to feed the people, so the Presbyterian offered the back part of their church, and I figured it would be best if we could block off that one little block between Lincoln and Washington on Maple Street there behind the Presbyterian, so no traffic goes through there except for the driver that's going to need to go through there. We're looking at possibly right now lining up vehicles down Maple Street since it's a little less used street, making sure people don't block driveways and intersections and all that. And it usually moves pretty quick. But the request is for July the 16th. But I was informed that we would like to have the 23rd also, so if I could amend this, but we need it between 1 and 6 p.m. So, and I would like to put that in the form of a motion. I move that we close the street for the mobile food pantry behind the Presbyterian Church from Lincoln to Washington on Maple Street on July the 16th and the 23rd from 1 to 6 p.m.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Anybody wants to volunteer for that too? You know where we're at.
Moving on, someone wants to discuss putting in place a background check and screening process for new city employees and volunteers. Have any discussion on that?
Well, we just want to lump it all together. We just had some questions. We had met with the ESRI group, and we were trying to figure out where we are with it now.
Wait, is this going to concern ESDA or the background check?
Let's just do them both together.
Then we'll table the background checks.
Yeah, let's table that.
Okay.
Because I'll be around the committee meeting tonight.
Okay, all right, well, we're going to table the background checks until the next meeting. And then prior to, we're going to discuss the future of Lewistown ESDA. And I have a statement to make prior to speaking about this. You guys will. In the beginning of my term as your mayor, I was contacted by a few citizens who had past involvement with Lewistown Public Safety Agencies about reorganizing the Lewistown ESDA. They stated they were not happy with Lewistown's hazardous weather warning system that was being provided by the Fulton County ESDA and believed a local ESDA would provide our citizens with a greater amount of safety in case of severe weather. They cited a need for storm spotters and the ability to activate the city's warning sirens locally. They stated they believed this would be a good addition to the current procedure of the county ESDA director activating our sirens from his location based mainly on radar observations. They stated further that they had learned from past National Weather Service storm spotting classes that the radar could not detect below the clouds, and there was also a radar blind spot in the southern part of the county, and local ESDA storm spotters could help fill those gaps. I asked these individuals why they didn't join Fulton County ESDA and storm spot through them, and was told that the Fulton County ESDA did not use storm spotters and relied solely on electronic information. I then began searching for the best course of action on this issue, and I invited Fulton County ESDA Director Chris Helley to speak at our June 8, 2021 council meeting to tell us about the services his agency provides. At that council meeting, Director Helley told us that he had 21 or 22 members, of which two were from Lewistown. He stated that he did not use storm spotters in the field and does most of his storm spotting virtually. Helley also confirmed what I had been told by others, that there is a radar blind spot that did exist in Fulton County, and he called it a major concern. Helley also told us that his agency had three vehicles, one of which is his own personal vehicle, which he leases to the county for ESDA use. This vehicle was stationed at his residence in Farmington. Helley stated it was equipped with mostly incident command type stuff, but added that he was never in command of any incident, as that task fell upon the chief elected official. This vehicle has since been replaced with a new county-owned Ford F-250 equipped with the latest in emergency lightings and markings. In addition to the standard emergency vehicle markings, the F-250 emblems on the side of this vehicle were replaced with customized chrome FE-1 emblems, which some of us know is a director's radio call sign. The total cost of this vehicle and its equipment was $68,734.51. The second vehicle was also a Ford F-250 and was stationed a half mile north of Lewistown. Helley stated this vehicle was equipped with a winch, lights, a power inverter, a chainsaw, and safety equipment. Helley added that he likes to keep a response vehicle near Lewistown for quicker response to us. This vehicle is now located at the assistant director's residence in Farmington. It does not have any safety equipment or a chainsaw, and the assistant who uses the vehicle has been ordered by Helley not to use the winch due to safety concerns. The third vehicle was a Dodge Charger that was converted from a sheriff's patrol vehicle and was located at the Canton Fire Department, where he also had an office. Helley described it as a standard response vehicle with Project Lifesaver stuff in it. Helley stated that Project Lifesaver was a very special program to him and was near and dear to his heart. This program worked with and assisted children with autism, and elderly dementia patients. The Project Lifesaver stuff that Helley spoke of is now located in the assistant director's F-250 in Farmington and has needed batteries replaced for almost 2 months. The assistant director is in the process of using his own funds to purchase these batteries because Helly has not replaced them. The current location of the Dodge Charger is unknown as it was ordered to be removed from its location at the Canton Fire Station by the city of Canton because it had not moved in over a year. The ESDA office in the Canton Fire Department has also been vacated. Helly also spoke of many ways of communication that he described as the latest in modern technology, but stated if that communication fails, we are all in deep trouble. Helly continued, stating that he is a bit of a paranoid, and to combat that possible failure in communications, he keeps a large cache of 16 portable VHF radios as a fail-safe. These radios are no longer in service and were not replaced with any other fail-safe. I ended this agenda item by stating my opinion that spotters in the field were a necessity, and Helly agreed and repeatedly promised cooperation. In the days after this meeting, I was again contacted and spoke to several members of the Fulton County Public Safety community and learned that the majority of what Helly said in our meeting was exaggerated or just simply not true. I learned that of the 21 or 22 Fulton County ESDA members, only two were active, including Helly. To be clear, that is one active member and Director Helly. They have not had a meeting or training in 6 or 7 years. I also learned that any requests by members to go out and storm spot were denied by Helly, who always stated, it is too dangerous. After investigating this matter, it was obvious to me that the citizens of Lewistown were not as well protected from severe weather as they could be, and I decided to move forward with reactivating our ESDA program. Things are moving forward with 6 to 8 active members. Spotters have gone out into harm's way on several occasions to provide early reports and warnings for our citizens. They have radios that are not encrypted and can be monitored by anyone who still has a scanner. These radios allow spotters to communicate real-time observations back to our base, but a call to Fulton County ESDA was still needed to request the activation of our sirens. This consumes time and slows response, and as we have heard over and over from public safety agencies, seconds save lives. In early June of this year, I met with the radio repair service that services many of the county's radios and outdoor warning siren systems and inquired about getting our local ESDA the ability to activate our warning sirens. This was a brief meeting that occurred under the south siren while it was being repaired by them. I was advised that the capability to trigger our own sirens had always been available and was used in the past by local ESDA. I then authorized radio service to do the work and put him in touch with our ESDA member, Dennis Pasley, to work out the details. On Friday, June 31st, I was advised by my administrative assistant, Levi, that he had telephoned Director Helly on behalf of our ESDA and requested to conduct a monthly test of our sirens on Tuesday, July 2nd at 10 a.m. This request was immediately denied by Helly, who stated it would cause a multitude of problems and also stating that his agency held the FCC licenses for the radio frequencies used. Having firsthand knowledge of the county's radio systems, I know that Lewiston agencies have been using county radio frequencies for decades, and it has never been a problem. I was also aware that the warning sirens in other towns could be activated by agencies within their boundaries. Canton, Cuba, and Ellisville have this ability, to name a few. I also had knowledge that if the director or his second-in-command were out of position and could not activate sirens, that there was no backup agency to do so. The radio repair service has been contacted by Helly in the past because neither Helly nor his assistant were available to conduct the regular monthly test and requested radio repair test the sirens for them. This has never been an issue in my time working in public safety in this county, as the primary goal was always maximum safety for our citizens. This has always been done through cooperation and working together to successfully prepare for and manage all emergencies. I then recontacted radio repair and inquired if any problem would arise from us testing our own sirens. They advised me that the only problem that may occur was that if two radios tried to set off our sirens at the same time, the sirens might not work. If this happened, no equipment would be damaged, and we would simply repeat the activation process until the sirens worked. They also advised that our activating radio power had been turned down to limit the signal's range to lessen interference, and the higher powered repeater that is used by Heli would not be used. So on Monday, July 1st, I had an exchange of text messages with Heli advising him that we were going to test our sirens at 10 a.m. the following day. A copy of that exchange is included in your council packets. In these texts, Heli acknowledges that the repeater will not be affected and then states that our testing the sirens may still affect the zoned sirens in the county. I am aware of the zoning of sirens and knew that it was a project that was started but never finished by Heli, and the completion of that project hadn't been attempted in years. My belief has always been that testing any emergency equipment is done to lessen the chance of failure in an actual emergency, and a test must be performed to see if any of these issues exist. Having no confidence in the decision-making abilities of ESDA Director Heli, and the fact that this was only a test of a system that must be performed prior to implementing emergency procedures, I ordered Pasley to conduct the test at 10 a.m. the following day. I thought if we're going to have problems, wouldn't it be better to find those problems in a test rather than an emergency when lives are at stake? I was working out of town on Tuesday at the time of the scheduled test, and I called Pasley at approximately 11 a.m. to see if he had conducted it. Pasley advised me that he was unable to perform the test, stating that an email had been received at City Hall that morning from Heli advising us not to do the test. A copy of this email is also included in your council packets. This email was also sent to Chairman of the Fulton County Board, John Spangler, Vice Chair Laura Kessel, Safety Chair Carl Williams, and Aldermans Ward and Spotlow, who, as you know, is our fire chief. I did not receive this email. Pasley informed me that he was disregarding the email and prepared to carry out my order and activate the sirens at 10 a.m. when Heli activated them from his location 1 minute early at 9:59 a.m. By this action, Heli was successful in keeping us from testing our sirens, causing our citizens to be less safe from severe weather for at least another month. Since I became your mayor, my main concern has been and will remain the safety and well-being of every citizen of Lewistown. A local ESDA with members who are also committed to public safety will make our citizens and our surrounding communities safer. But will it be as safe as it could be with our primary backup agency protecting a bureaucracy more than the people? I say no. This not only endangers our civilian population, it causes our ESDA and other first responders to be less safe by Heli's leadership. Heli has made our county ESDA an agency that exists on paper only and is more concerned with the computer world and how many Facebook followers he has instead of the real world and the people in it. The American Heritage Dictionary defines a bureaucrat as an official who is rigidly devoted to the details of administrative procedure. The definition of sabotage is a deliberate attempt to damage, destroy, or hinder a cause or activity. Chris Heli is an unelected bureaucrat that has sabotaged our efforts to start our own ESDA and has made our citizens less safe by his actions, just to protect himself and his power. I reiterate, I have no confidence in Heli's abilities as ESDA director. Since this incident, I have spoken with our neighboring mayors of Canton, Cuba, and Bryan. All have had negative experiences with Heli and have stated to me that they also have no confidence in his abilities leading ESDA. I have also spoken with neighboring fire chiefs from Buckhart, Cuba, and Smithfield, and they also state that they have had negative experiences with and have no confidence in Heli's abilities. I am now bringing this issue back to this council and request your input on the direction and future of our ESDA program. But first, I will ask you to reflect on a core Army value that I learned almost 40 years ago as a young military policeman and still live by today. Mission first, people always. The floor is now open for this council's discussion.
I guess I don't know. I mean, if you're saying future of Lewiston, as we've got them, I don't want to do away with these guys.
Yes,
I think we all mean we've got them here. They go out in the field and do the work. And I guess our only question is how we go further with our siren if they hold the frequency. That's an easy fix. We can get to that, but it would be nice having working together. Obviously, that don't seem like it's working at this time.
No, you got a guy that's sabotaging us by every move. Personally, I support our Omezda team 100%. And whatever they need, they should get.
Well, and I wanted to make sure that if we have an Esda group for the city, are they covered under insurance? So when they go out in their vehicles, they're covered. You know, are they covered under the city insurance? How does that work?
Yeah, volunteers and that.
They would cover. That's one thing I was having Levi check.
So they could do some reprogramming and get the sirens where our system could set them off.
Do we still have a frequency? But not
there's many radio frequencies in this county. Several are owned by the county, some are owned by the ETSB, some are owned by us.
I know the city pays
for frequencies. We kept a frequency.
I'm sure there is one. I'm sure there is one. And
didn't the city of Lewiston, couldn't you set the sirens off before on the city of Lewiston frequency?
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I thought so.
Neil Reagan said all we'd have to do is reprogram the radios and the siren boxes and put a different PL tone on them for the base radios.
What do we need as far as communications with the National Weather Service? Do we need?
I'm still working on it. We got a start on radio downstairs in phase one, which is all we need to talk to the Weather Service.
Okay.
Because
I know there's an issue with the way the county's STARCOMs are, that the phase ones interfere with their radios. I don't even profess to know that.
If we did something with them?
They use them?
All the ones are using them now. I don't know how Colt County is, because I don't have any idea about their STARCOM capabilities. But.
Just asking.
So,
is there a way we can go around him with a frequency that he can't control?
Yes. Matter of fact, he suggested.
Yes.
Because he said if we try to set him off as county property, we can be in trouble, because we're not licensed for it. Which,
what they going to do? That was the rest.
Is our pretty city frequency, is it up to date and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just a matter of
reprogramming. Expired until 2033, I believe.
There are sirens. We pay for the maintenance. We pay for the sirens. We're giving you guys the equipment and what you need. And
we figured we'd work with him. That way, if there was nobody here, he could still set the sirens off.
To solve this problem, it's just got to be reprogrammed where our frequency is used to set it off.
Right.
Use that frequency only.
And then.
But the only thing is, then we only have our numbers to set it off. You know what I mean? We don't have the.
We don't have any backup.
You don't have the backup.
You don't have any backup. That's what I'm saying.
So that's what creates a problem here, where if you. Happened to be everybody's out of town, so nobody around.
Well, you don't have any backup right now, apparently, according to Doug.
Well, no, you only have the county.
So what do you guys have to do when we go out? Do you have to notify? If you guys see something, do you have to notify?
We watch, I got everything down in my house, radar, and I talk to the Weather Service every now and then to let them know how we're proceeding. But as soon as we get everything down pat, we'll be notified by IM responding or the Weather Service. We'll notify them like they do in LA.
But if your spotter sees something right now, you have to notify Fulton County.
Well, if it's on the ground or it's actually rotation with wind, we can go ahead and sound the siren. We have to call Weather Service to see if they're seeing it. And that way they can put warning about ahead of it or whatever.
That's pretty much the way it's always been.
Yeah.
I mean, it was us between the Weather Service. We always work together.
Well, that's why I think it's important we have communications with the Weather Service. So you don't have to
jump
through hoops where if you've got the frequencies or the radios, you can talk directly to them.
Yeah.
But we had our own spotters. If we seen we were going to be in trouble, then we could blow our own sirens without them.
Now, just the other day, we had a storm chaser that was there in town that got a hold of Weather Service and said there was a funnel cloud south of Lewiston by FS. There was no funnel cloud. We were out. And, of course, they wouldn't sound the siren because he's not a certified weather watcher. He's a chaser.
Yeah.
But
so what do we need to do here? Make a motion to reprogram this stuff, or?
I mean, that's up to you guys. To me, this is just bureaucratic stuff.
Yeah.
All right? All I care about is the safety of the people. I want the ESDA up and running and our sirens going. And you know,
I don't know. I don't want our people out in the field.
The guy's got a boss.
And try to set off the alarm, and then we have a failure where they both try to.
Right. I think I want to make it clear right now. We are not a live ESDA. We're trying to get it started. We voted to start an ESDA. We funded them, and now they go out in the field. But I mean, we're not a live Bethesda. We don't want the people to solely depend on us yet. We're not ready for it.
No.
I mean, and we know that. That's why we were going slow and trying to do this test.
But we're not getting any cooperation.
I don't think it's going to be very much longer. So, we're going to try to get some sort of a open house type thing to get people to come up, have coffees, donuts maybe, and tell them what it is and get it there. Yeah.
I mean, how many people were on that interested list that we passed around from listening? I mean, when they're 10, 12?
Yeah.
I mean, there was quite a few interested, and a lot of them are here today. We've got the interest.
Yeah, right now we got more than Ellie's had in years. We got 8
people. Well, I knew there wasn't very many spotters.
Well, he said he didn't use spotters. Well, he said he did, and then he said he didn't. And
anyway,
he
used radar.
You don't need a lot from your base.
They use radar out in the home. And,
no. Well, I talked to Denny the other day. I said, we got several weather spotters on the fire departments.
We've all
you guys need this. We'd go out.
How far out
are we? We've all done it.
Been there, done that.
We'd go out and stock them and have one over.
Well, we're responding to storms.
Yeah. Who makes that determination? Do you guys make that determination?
We go by what's coming in at morning for watches. If they issue a watch, we kind of watch radar, and if it comes to a warning somewhere else, we go ahead and activate.
Like Skyler the other day.
Yeah.
And usually a lot of times we just get a call from
that
weather call or weather service.
A weather service or our watching radar, because it pops up on the radar once being more warm area.
What happened this last tornado hit? Didn't we get let down big time?
I mean, we didn't really. I didn't have any dealings with the Fulton County Esser during that tornado. I didn't request anything, and didn't. We just got scraped to the north. So Bryant was the one that had the dealings.
Wasn't there an all clear sounded before all that mess hit?
They never said
it. They don't sound at all.
Is that the one?
Just
have the one siren
blow.
Yeah,
if you hear a siren blowing again, that means you better run for cover.
Yeah,
if they blow it twice, there's a reason that second one's going off.
There's never an all clear.
So you have a process in place where you can get people to apply and do all that.
And as soon as we keep going, the weather service is working with me now, and I'm trying to keep Annette and Craig up. Because I'm with the Weather Service Support Program, which was a civilian. So I've been with them for 25 years. So I got good contacts out there with them.
Their classes to go to.
Yeah,
for storm.
I get them on my, I have to do, what do you call it, like FaceTime classes with the weather service. And I always download it that way. If we want to fly them up there, we can.
Does ILS have any, do we have any access to anything newer on Starcom that? Do we need anything newer, or can the?
I think would be okay as long as the weather service stays on, but they're on phase one. That's what the one down there is, and all we got to do is Chris, my son's got that application. On what he got it on his phone. He can download it to me, and we make a copy of it. And he'll have to fill it out, send it in to Motorola. We've never had an account with Motorola.
Yeah.
So that will activate that radio then.
It's like, do you have to register or anything with the weather service or something? Or
no, I don't think so.
You don't have to do
but
it.
But that's what Ed Shimon is supposed to let me know tomorrow.
Can I speak or am I supposed to go back and forth here, read your mind?
I
want to reiterate.
John raised his hand there. You got something you want to say? Say it.
When Cuba has to up and running, we done the storm ready. In order to do storm ready, you had to have, I think it was 3 backups. County was backup, Lewiston. Canton was backup. And we could set our own sirens off. And Mr. Helley also could set our sirens off. So it should already be set up to where County and Canton could set them off.
Don't they have the sirens all through a repeater system now?
It hasn't changed. I can take a portable radio and set the sirens off.
Yeah.
Even I can.
Yeah, I used to be able to do on my portable. I've got those sirens in my portable.
Yes.
I don't know, but it's probably the frequency's changed now. But.
I would say that I don't think so, but maybe.
And is it just a matter of getting permission from the county to
work together on the sirens or whatever?
I think that's what we asked for.
So if there's some kind of documentation of it that we hold, I will find it. But do we have some kind of terms of agreement to where we're getting, to where our sirens is the sole responsibility of County ISDA to of setting them off? Is there something that we made that gives them that sole responsibility?
I think we voted to go. That's why I think we need to probably have council action. Once our rest is ready to transform, I think we need to probably have an official say, look, wouldn't you think?
So if, saying, if there's some kind of agreement.
Then we vote to have Fulton County ISDA be our ISDA, and then if we're going to do our own,
yes, that is the way. Because, I mean, I haven't named an ISDA director, and we haven't gone live. So, yes.
As soon as we go live, we need to do what we can do to get these guys going.
We still need to. You have to have a backup,
destined
backup.
Yeah. Who can you use as a backup then, since there isn't hardly any ISDAs around anymore?
The city of Canton told me they would back us up. The mayor told me he would back us up on doing our sirens, but it would just be we'd have to call him then.
County? Do you guys have a police department?
Yeah.
All three shifts most of the time?
No, fire department.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All you gotta do is.
We don't.
Have them portable and hit the radio.
Maybe together we can have the three requirements we need or whatever.
That's what it's all about.
Working out anyhow, because that's last. So I don't know if you guys ever was.
I think it would amount to we just need where we got cooperation. If not, then.
Well, and there should be cooperation between the county and the local ones.
But they're not.
The people are the ones that. We're here to protect the people and go out and spot to make sure everybody in the county is safe, so there shouldn't be any. You know, we have our own group.
But it needs cooperation between all of them.
Absolutely.
Like it's always been.
But you can't cooperate with a non-existent agency.
Well, I think our group's willing to cooperate with Fulton. I already said they were willing
to. Right, cooperate. No, but I mean, that to me, Fulton County is a non-existent agency. They exist on paper. We can't cooperate with that.
What's it take to just have a active Fulton County ISDA director that works with
everybody. Well, I mean, we have no control over that. The only thing I have control over is our ISDA.
Fulton County themselves?
Yes, that's the county board.
That's not a voted position, right? That's a...
What?
They have to appoint.
The ISDA director? That's an appointed position, yes?
Yes, our main concern is our only concern is our ISDA and how to proceed.
Sure.
These other issues are for someone else.
Well, then we definitely don't want to look at changing to... the city frequency, unless it's the fire department set up, but we still need a third source.
That was an appointed position by the city of Lewistown at one time.
As the director.
Yes, yes.
Same as chief police.
Yeah, I would think that we could submit for permission to use the frequency. That would be ideal because then you got.
it's already
in place, and it's through a repeater system. So
we were going around the repeater. We weren't using it. Talk around.
So you don't have to worry about any interference because it's not going to be powerful.
No, it's low power. We weren't going to.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a test. How do we know if these things are going to happen?
Yeah.
Test. I think that's where we need to proceed is test and see if the system we have works. We've already paid for it.
Sure.
It's already in place. I mean, sure, that we can call radio repair and write him a check in the next month and.
But that's not going to do us any good to get our ISDA where we need to be.
No, it's not.
I mean, that'll tell us that they can activate the sirens, but changing over.
So, Nick, we need to do our test here.
We'll just continue working the way we're going, is what you're saying?
No, we need to do a test, but we need to continue to organize our ISDA here.
Correct.
And do an unannounced test.
You can't do an unannounced test.
No, you got to be announced.
These tests, this is a monthly test. Every month at 10 a.m., the people know it's going to happen. If you did it again, you'd confuse
them. The last test was sabotage.
But the next time we're doing it here, and we're setting it off here because we need to know if it works. And then if it don't work, then we'll go from there. But we need to know that it works.
Correct.
What if he does it again?
But we still don't technically have that sole responsibility. He could do it at 9:50.
I don't know. I can't control any of that.
I didn't know if there's some coordination effort I need to provide. There's something that
we need to address the Fulton County. They have a committee, the safety committee. Is it something?
Who do we talk to keep them from sabotaging to try to get?
I mean, he has the county board chairman. I think he makes the appointments for ESA director, I believe. I don't know.
Well,
Well, if they make appointments, it'd have to be, yeah.
You got a safety cubetta chair, you got a floor chair, I think you can contact and find out. Hey, we're starting our ESDA, we need cooperation with Fulton County, get permissions to do whatever to.
Do whatever we gotta do.
I mean, it benefits Fulton County, if we have our own ESDA, and we have a huge group like we do, it benefits all of Fulton County, because we're probably gonna venture out a little farther.
Or, yeah, our people aren't sitting in town, they're outside of town.
Yeah, so it's gonna benefit everybody in town, so.
My street was packed with people when the sirens went off on the one it hit. And I stand there in the rain, barefooted, I got my radar on, and I said, you guys need to watch that behind the courthouse, about that time it dropped.
Yeah.
They took off running screaming.
Yeah, we actually had people out swatting.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ways to get in contact with Fulton County, whenever we had spotters out here that not only contacted back to the city, but Fulton County and.
Well, we weren't able to be sent out to spot unless we give permission or send a letter or whatever that said that we would allow them to call us to spot if we wanted to assist them.
Do whatever needs to be corrected or done.
Have you had a meeting with Chris?
I've had many meetings with Chris in my lifetime. Yes. Yes. I can't work with him. No one can work with him. So, I mean, what we need to do is make our own agency and find us a backup, which if is that going to be Cuba, Canton, I mean, if these other communities, I think, when they find out this is how they're protected, they would maybe want to do something different. But I don't know. I mean, time will tell. Right now, I mean, I thought we were doing pretty good. I mean, I'm just a messenger here. I'm just a messenger. I thought we were doing pretty good. Apparently not. I mean, I can contact the county board chairman and discuss it with him. And
I mean, that act there, as far as if he knew that we were going to set ours off at 10 o'clock and was informed that we were going to set ours off at 10 o'clock to test them, and then he turned them down to the men before is pretty childish.
Yeah, there's no doubt he knew.
That's not even.
And if he would have tested them at the right time, we would have seen whether this issue would have been or not been.
Yeah.
I mean, because they both would have occurred at the same time.
I mean, that's an act of not wanting to cooperate.
Yes. Well, everybody gives everybody. So everybody always works together and give everybody permission to talk on different frequencies.
For decades.
Sure.
I mean, that's how you got around from having to have your own license.
Listen, police talked on the county channel.
Yeah.
Yep.
With everybody.
Everyone. It's never been an issue, ever. In fact, when I was a lieutenant at the sheriff's office and someone would mention permission, they'd always be laughing when they did it.
Well, if it's an issue, it needs to stop.
So. All right.
We just need to do what we can to get our group up and running. That way we can make them official or whatever we need to do. Give them the resources they need.
Just let us know what they need when they need it. And they're ready for the next steps. If there's anything we can do.
I don't know. What do you think? Is there anything you need right now?
Well, as far as equipment-wise, we were talking about, because back in the day, got shut down, we had magnetic Lewiston ESDA things like we could throw on the back of our cars, so if somebody was coming up on us, they could see who we were and what we were doing. We, you know, we didn't need the, you know, amber lights or any of that stuff. We had that magnetic strip, and it worked because they were reflective, and it just said Lewiston ESDA on it. They weren't anything fancy, and just stuff to keep us out there safe and stuff like that. That's why we have these like hot yellow shirts, so when we're out there people can see us. And I mean, that in itself is as good an advertisement for us as anything. And if people know we're out there, if they can see us, then, you know, that's my concern. I don't want to get hit, you know, or rear-ended when I'm sitting on School Hill.
That's a safety factor.
Yeah.
Maybe the amber lights are good.
Well, I mean, I know they are, but I mean, you know, we've been doing this so cheap and so simple just so that we can get out there. The radios that we have, thank God for Dennis and his Sun because they've, and Buckhart because they've been helping us out. You know, it's like just getting started. We've just been putting together, we're like a ragtag bunch. We just need to get supplies to get, like the StarCom radio, get it up, get it going. So there'll be, and Dennis, you know, everybody here's got health issues, I think, but me. And so it's like, you know, he runs everything from his house.
When Doug asked me, I said, to get it started, then I'm staying home. I'm retired.
I wished I was. I think I'm the only one in our group that isn't retired.
Just get tired. Get an equipment list together and submit it.
Yep.
Just get whatever you need together and submit it.
Well, we'll just set up an extra meeting this month then, and we'll get together and get a list of supplies to our illustrious member that work.
You got a spot in the classroom?
You can do that online at just about any time you want. Because the Weather Channel has them, and so does National Weather Service. You just go online, that's like a video class. You can take it. These guys have taken them, so.
The Weather Service has their Skywarn class in two sessions by a private vendor now that you can actually go online and take them.
Okay.
And we've all pretty much taken the classes that Kelly used to sponsor around the county.
Can't you take these classes online now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a matter of someone coming out and holding a class in a building. You can do it online and get the same thing. Is that the way it works?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.
Free classes?
Should be.
I think they are.
Can we go to the class?
I believe they are, yeah.
Okay.
So where do we go to with the cooperation between, to let the county know that?
If you guys want me to speak with the county board chairman, I'll do that.
I think
it would work best if we could keep that frequency and have that as a backup.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be.
And obviously, if we don't have anybody in there, he could hear, and he could set the siren off if we did not have anybody. We could set it off.
I think we should know what we want to do and what we're going to do, and this is how we're doing it.
That's what this was intended for.
Yeah.
Intended, an addition to what we already have.
That's a possibility. Then if you need them for a backup, they can use their frequency. We'd have our own frequency.
Yeah.
If two radios can be in the same box.
I talked to Neil Reagan about it, and he said he's pretty sure that'll work. It's just whichever radio's getting the signal, the one's going to set it
up. It doesn't matter.
This is a system that's being used now. That's why we were just kind of added on, like we always have been.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think that's the best option. Yes, there are tons of options. We will make it work.
Yep.
Whatever we have to do, we will make it work.
Yes. I appreciate you guys volunteering and willingness to get it going, and we'll do what we can to help you.
Let me know what your next meeting is.
First Tuesday of the month, 7:00.
Same day that siren blows.
Yeah.
When the siren blows, you know you got them at night. Okay. You know what we got?
Here, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody?
I use my house sometimes as a backup, depending on how many guys we got. Because I got a radio, antenna. Rhonda thinks I'm stupid, but hey, I'm there.
If you get a list of stuff you need, if you want to get it to me, or anybody else. But
the first two things we need is get the StarCom radio and use the name of that weather map.
You're not needed.
You're
needed.
What is that?
Radar. You got to get radar scope and the
StarCom. Yeah, so
that'd be the main two things now.
What's radar scope consist of?
It just shows
the program.
Yeah, you can get different levels of it. It shows you right there where it's at. And it's pretty awesome.
Is it a program you can put in the computer or
yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I think Chris said it's like $30 and that's forever. We'll pay $30 and I'll pay no more.
That's reasonable. I think the issue with that is if we have to have a single email that we can link to.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Because you developed said email address. Just like
if they want their own that they can take a look at that's a city entity, then I'd have to ask our tech guy to set one. Just like we did.
It'd be just like an alderman email.
Yeah. Just like we did for the police, though, is what I
know.
they have a budget?
Is that a computer capable of handling that?
I think so. This one came from Joe, Doug got it.
Okay.
All right, does anyone else have anything on this issue?
Let's just make this happen.
All right, when in closing of this issue, I would just like to say that there used to be a core group of people in this county who truly cared about public safety. Those who were just trying to do what was right, to serve and protect. Well, some of us are still here, and we do have attitudes. I just hope that you can see some of the reasons for our attitudes. This is not about power or who is in charge. I've followed orders all my life. As a soldier, a volunteer fireman, a jail officer, and a deputy sheriff. Lawful orders that saved lives, not endangered them. This is a serious violation of the public trust, and it must be addressed by the county board. Thank you. Next order of business.
You will notify the county board.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Next order of business is the Dodge Durango.
Need to make a decision on this thing. Whatever you want to do, I have my opinion, but Evan and the street and water department would like to have it for another vehicle. I've done the research on the vehicle history. Got a new motor, new air conditioner compressor, new alternator, new air conditioner condenser, new batteries. Need a transmission. We got $5,500 for a salvage transmission with no guarantee. We all been that route. Or $8,500 for a new crate transmission. Since it is a police vehicle, we cannot just go get a regular Dodge Durango transmission and put in it. It's a completely different transmission. This transmission is fried. That vehicle got hot.
Civilian won't work in it?
No.
Okay.
It's police package, the block, and the transmission and police package is totally different than one that we would go buy off their floor.
Question is, if they need another vehicle, what's cheaper, fix it or take that money that we would spend on it and go buy another vehicle. And then just, if we end up selling this as it is, then make a few bucks off of it, then
I understand.
Take that money and run.
But another vehicle replacing? I mean, I don't know. I'm not, this is just my opinion. You can't go out on the street and buy a worthy vehicle for $8,500. Most of the stuff's been replaced on this.
You think you needed $8,500, Pat? You got your opinion, too.
It's a lot of money. I don't care what you do with it. You want to park it, sell it? Let's do something with it because it's in Tremont.
Well, I mean, if we fix it, we'll never get out. We'll put in it, so we'll end up.
We're never going to get it, but we got it now.
We'll end up keeping it, so.
Evan, what do you think for the report?
Just another vehicle all around, better on fuel and chips and oil, and the hardware storage for the trucks we got now.
So it's possibly jointly use it and use it for like bad accidents for SS, and you guys have whatever you need.
Yeah, they used to have it.
Yeah, we used to have Suburban.
Suburban, one time.
Yeah.
Public service vehicle.
You can't buy a vehicle for $8,500. I understand what everybody's thinking. It's been a pain since it's been here. And the problem is, the state of Indiana bought 600 of them, just like the one we just bought brand new, and 30% of them are sick because of transmission or engine problems.
I'm wondering what you want to do. Do you think you needed $8,500 worth or not? Please help me on this, would you?
I think $8,500 get used either way. You use it here or not, but if the rest gets up and going and you want a vehicle like the used to have, you got an $8,500 vehicle.
When you guys go to training, you have to take more than one vehicle, correct?
We're all single camp drugs, except one.
Make a motion we fix the Durango.
Second one.
Thank you.
$8,500?
Yeah, whatever.
Just get everything fixed.
All right.
It'll have a warranty on it.
We have a motion and a second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alder Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
No.
She didn't say my name.
Livingston?
Yes.
John Spotwell?
David, he's a cheaper ass than you are, we all know that.
You got equipment already, you have even submitted for it.
That's.
I'll call Brooks tomorrow.
Hey, how are you building about, we just need to decide something. Everyone's.
Anyway, we have a motion and a second, we get a roll call vote, please?
We did already.
We did it, all right.
You missed it, sorry.
I'm sorry.
And if anybody complains, he's the one that gave me the idea. That one right there.
All right.
I can see your point now, but what idea are we talking about?
Before we left last week, we said, where you gonna buy another vehicle for $8,500 bucks?
I stand by that.
All right, we don't have any other business that I see. Well, we gotta pay the bills first. Better pay the bills.
I move that all bills properly endorsed be paid.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the bills. Roll call vote, please.
Alder Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long? Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
David Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotwell?
Aye.
All right, bills are paid. I don't believe we need a closed session. We don't need a closed session, no closed session? All right. Meeting adjourned. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. May God bless you all.
Good